This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge-watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. You ready to rock?
You ready to get rock solid? Like, I'm assuming the main protagonist in your book?
I mean, we edit this, yeah? We all agree on what should be kept in and should be...
Yeah.
Once you're on the mic, there's no going back.
Oh, my God.
It's no cutting here. Well...
No, trust me. You got Dowden next year, there'll be some cutting.
Hey, we're allowed to say cock now?
Thank you so much.
Well, was it in question? Was that up?
Initially, yeah.
It's the start.
She was a bit of a princess at the start. She was just soft. We had to thicken her skin up a little bit.
Now
she's a mongrel dog.
Say anything. Say cock as many times as you want.
Louisa.
That's what I mean. That's two.
Yeah. So sorry. The cock count.
That's three. I met your mum the other day. Speaking of saying the wrong thing in front of people.
Okay, good save.
And then walked away, and we got a photo, your mum and I, Jill got a photo, and she walked away, and you referenced your night mask that you wear.
Says.
And it's got a different C word on it. Oh. It's not crap. It's dirtier than that.
Is it?
It's commitment.
Night commitment.
Night commitments.
What are your night commitments?
Well, we're talking about. I've got to have my white. Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
My white noise.
Yeah. What
else? My aircon going.
What else?
My koala Kevin under my arm.
Yeah, koala Kevin.
What else? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The eye mask. Yeah, the squishy one or the one that says night cunts.
Yeah. What else?
That's about it.
Oh.
Okay.
Nothing else that needs to be said on here.
Very lonely.
Nah, yeah. She's got the womanizer.
Huh? 3,000.
The womanizer 3,000.
I think I'm only up to the 2,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably due it up.
Oh, well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh, no, but that's too kind of you.
Could you do a package deal with the calendars? Big fan of the calendar. Big fan of middle kid day. Because I'm the middle kid.
Same.
In a family. I've got two sisters.
Yep.
Treated badly my whole life.
Disgraceful, isn't it?
Oh,
I couldn't think of anything worse than being a middle child.
That's why they make so much noise, because no one cares about them.
Correct.
You can tell it in both of you.
We had the first one. We're excited about that. We've got you. Now we need to plan for the next one.
Yeah.
So you're amongst celebration and planning.
Yeah, you've got the first, who is the, oh, my God, our firstborn. Piece of shit.
Yep.
In the middle. Then the baby.
Yep.
So it's like.
Okay.
It's like, that's the baby, forever treasured.
Piece
that's
of
the
shit.
Old one.
Me.
You're the human piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm the baby.
Hence why you've turned out how you are. Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
I was about to say, we should probably introduce who we've got.
Our guest.
Well,
probably doesn't need it.
The man, the myth, the legend. We've got Michael Whipfley, a.k.a. Whipper, from the Fitzy and Whipper Show.
And, welcome, Whip.
And the new author of The Far Too Personal Trainer.
Written, it says written as Ben Holder.
Written as Ben Holder.
Run me through that.
Ben is the character in the book.
So with those legs?
They're Matt DeGroote's legs. I auditioned for the front cover of the book. I was voted out because my legs were too hairy.
Too Italian.
Too Italian. Just big hairy sausage.
Lou has the same issue.
Yes, if we had photos in the book of that. But my legs were considered too hairy.
Okay.
Yeah.
MDG. He volunteered, our newsreader.
He's got a nice, what's that muscle just above the knee?
The cock.
No.
You can't.
That's five.
Is that his region, his area?
That's his package, yeah.
Well,
just wondering. Well, I just thought they may have just had his legs and then photoshopped in someone else's package.
I asked him where his calf muscles went, and he said that's been an issue with me for years.
Is that right?
So I said, sorry about that. We'll boost it in post, but we didn't bother.
You did it, nah. Funds. Yeah, it sort of goes calf straight into quad.
Like, yeah.
Not,
you don't want that.
You don't want that.
So, gorgeous.
Mate, you're here, of course, because you're a friend of both of ours, or a former colleague.
More of yours.
More of mine.
Sorry.
You also got a book out.
Well, I used to work in breakfast radio with Whipper.
Sorry?
You knew I worked with Whipper?
No. Jack worked at Nova.
I worked at Nova.
In the sales department.
Sales department. So you...
So I was.
Did you do work experience?
I was one of your producers for...
You did an exchange there or something, did you?
Almost 2 years.
Sorry?
You don't remember me?
Not on my record. Was that American Rosso?
That would have been early 2000s, American Rosso.
No, it was you.
I wasn't there then.
Fitzy and Whipper. You used to text me every morning saying, bang, bang, and that was my cue to go and get you a coffee.
I'm so sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sometimes
so
you'd
mate.
Push
she
down
does
the...
This. No, she does.
Does this happen a lot?
Sometimes you'd push down the microphone button and go, bang, bang, Lulu. And that was another cue for me to go and get you a coffee.
I know Jack. Like, we're mates. We grew up together.
Correct.
Wilcaponga.
Oh, you're a farm guy.
And
you're
Jack,
a farm guy, are you?
Yeah.
You rousing
I'm
cattle?
I'm uncomfortable being here. If I seem on edge, it's because I'm in the big smoke. But Jack and I, we bloody... Remember that day we met? The bloody...
Yeah.
I'd fallen out of the tractor.
Yeah, I remember that, mate. I come up on the Forby.
Yeah,
and you're in all sorts of fucking trouble.
The bloody tractor got a flat. And Jack was back at the ranch just washing the dust out of the back of the throat with a couple of tins, and I whistled in danger.
I'm certain
you would use a flare in the big smoke.
Yeah. Sure, you're from Melbourne?
No.
Are you from suburban Melbourne?
He's from Wilcatonia.
And Jack heard the whistle, kicked a dingo off his foot.
Yeah, said, get off there, you fucking sandy prick.
Chewed the guts out of a snake. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, fuck
you were spitting skin when you turned up. And the bloody tractor had done a tire. We wrote a letter that night, Dear John Deere. Your bloody deer. Your deer. The old deer had died.
Oh, well, this must have been prior to your breakfast radio days.
You should do your research on your bloody guests, love.
Yeah, if you'd work in breakfast radio, you'd know
you'd
that.
Know
like
that.
If you'd worked with Whip.
I'll tell you about a girl that did work there once.
Yeah, could you spin a quick yarn about one of the worst employees you've ever had?
It was quite interesting. Yeah. And this is why she doesn't work there anymore. I'll tell you this tale. I don't know who it's about.
I love that.
It was probably one of the most devastating moments for one of Australia's most loved groups.
Yeah.
It was the Wiggles.
Oh, shit. I was going to say the disbandment of Bardot.
No.
Okay.
No, that didn't rank in the top 10, unfortunately. And Craig McLaughlin's Check 1-2 didn't make the list either. We're going back now. But the Wiggles, Anthony, the blue Wiggle.
Yeah,
Tony. He got booked to come on the show. He was excited. Our producer at the time said, come on for a chat.
Nameless.
Yeah. Come on for a chat. The boys would love to have you on. Fitzy's a fan. Whipper's a fan. Get in here, you silly Wiggle.
You anyway, sell it in breakfast.
Yeah.
Right here.
When the Wiggle arrived, Anthony, what he didn't know was, and Lou didn't even, the producer at the time didn't even mention it, that we've got you in for hide and sing, which is a booth where you come in, we don't know who's there, and the clues are in the song. You have to sing. So when he got to the studio and we welcomed him through and you've got to hide in there, obviously I don't know who's going into the booth, he turns around to our other producer, Tom, and says, what am I doing here? And Tom says, well, you get in there and you sing. And he went, but I don't sing.
What?
So the blue Wiggle.
He's a fucking Wiggle.
No.
Doesn't sing.
The blue Wiggle does not sing.
Wiggle doesn't sing.
So it was then revealed on air for the very first time when he attempted to sing in the booth to play along because he's a good sport. that the blue wiggle does not sing.
Holy
exposed.
Shit.
Ruined a childhood.
You shattered
star.
The dreams of every child that grew up with the Wiggles because you put Anthony on the spot. He's that never worn his skivvy moment, again.
Is that why you've worn blue today that, in remembrance?
Yes, for Anthony. That moment is like so vivid in my brains of when I put him into the booth. And because you talk to the PR person beforehand. And so I was telling her and she obviously didn't relay to Anthony.
Shifting the blame down, called her back
and
in the
he
day.
And he goes in and Jess and I are in the producer's booth. And then I think Tom goes, take it away, guest number one. And then he goes, me? I don't sing. And then everyone was like, live, like, what the fuck do I do? And I'm in the background, like, as if it's like live, like, I'm a surgeon, like, trying to cut someone open. I'm going, no. And then Jess and I are like, no.
It's called hide and sing. So you've done the first bit. We can't see your face.
He's hidden, holy but there's no shit. Singing.
Now on to the next bit. But I don't sing, but you're a wiggle. Mm. I didn't think I was doing this. Producer award goes to. Not to mention the time you spent 8 hours trying to get Morgan Freeman on the show after we told you he was Australian.
Oh, my God.
And then you honestly thought Dom Perrottet, the premier at the time, was Dom Perignon, the champagne.
That's good stuff.
Tom was like, can you
just went on and on and on.
Tom said, can you get Dom Perrottet on? And I was Googling going, I fucking cannot find
him. Apparently he died in the 1800s.
And I had to say to Tom, I can't find the champagne owner. And he's like, that's not who we're after.
Just, it was day in, day out. Didn't know anybody. So she'd come into the studio and go, do you guys want to get this actress Nicole Kidman on? Would you want her on? I don't know, Lou. Would it be Nicole Kidman? That's the one. All right.
Who's this George Clooney?
One time I said to you someone who was dead. I must have gone and done research trying to like bring ideas to the show. And I was like,
if you want a rapper, we could get Tupac on or Boogie.
You won't get him. You won't get him again. That's not going to work.
And then, this was my favourite thing. They'd tell me, Whipper would tell me things that weren't true. And he goes to me one day, he goes, oh,
you're a good producer.
Correct. Whipper goes to me, we've hired a personal chef. He goes, it's just getting too much for us at home. So tonight we're either deciding we're going to have sashimi or, burgers or something. And I was like, what the fuck? That's so cool. We go, paying him 150 grand for the year or something. And then I think you even took a fake phone call and was like, mate, I fucking asked for cheeseburgers or something.
I said salmon.
I was on the phone to my mum like an hour later and was like, oh my God, like Whipper's got a chef. So epic. Next day.
You also thought I'd come a long way since heroin addiction.
When I first started, Whipper goes, I've come a long way. I used to shoot up before the shows. So then my Google search is Whipper, heroin addiction.
Oh, my God. We should not make fun of addiction.
No, we're not.
We make fun of fools.
We make fun of fools.
And then I was on the phone to my mum being like, I didn't realise like Whipper had it really tough.
Oh, the joker's on the blue wiggle over here. Oh, my God, you were good. Lou did work at Nova.
She did.
I was a breakfast producer, everyone, if you didn't
Jesus Christ. Yeah, right.
You should have mentioned it.
You learn something new every day.
Oh, my God.
But in all honesty, fuck the old man. Milo, I'll talk to you later, mate.
I wasn't I wasn't a good producer, but I was good for morale and vibe.
Vibe girl.
I've been told that before about working in corporate environments.
It's the only thing we're good for.
Whipper, because you've worked with us both at Nova, respectively. So who was your favourite?
Don't.
We can't do this.
Yeah, it's obviously me. Two years together.
If you looked at moments spent together, there was some dark times.
Correct.
So it was all highs.
All highs.
We were 100%. Do you want me to go into it? Do you want me to mention it?
Is this the... Are you going
to
say...
You want me to...
Yeah. I do.
There was a time Lou and I were in a meeting. It was a one-on-one. And I heard a rumble. I had a rumble.
Oh, yes.
I have never heard come out of a human.
Fuck.
It was like there was a 10-gallon drum and a kangaroo bouncing around in it. It's a country reference, Lou.
It's okay. He's from the bush.
It was, I've never seen... butt cheeks tighten quicker at the same time as this rumble.
Oh,
and you said, excuse me for a minute. It was like we'd struck oil or something and it was about to burst. You ran to the toilet. with your hand on your bum in a pair of white jeans, praying that you got through that swinging door.
I made it.
It was.
I made it.
Oh, my
Holy shit. So you were nearly a fucking bed shitter, not a bed wetter.
Oh.
You were nearly a pants shitter. Holy fuck.
I mean, there was some tougher days.
I remember looking at you in the eyes going, I've got to go west.
Your eyes turned brown.
You were like, full run.
Oh, my God. At one stage, I nearly put the fire warden hat on and smashed the emergency glass.
I was the fire warden.
To clear the building. You were the fire warden.
I was the fire warden.
I nearly took your job to clear the building because we had a stage three. We had a full brownout.
That is funny. Holy shit.
We didn't have those moments.
We did.
All ours were highs.
Correct.
We had a couple of downies.
Couple of downies. A few downies. Yeah, yeah.
But hey, I made it to the bathroom.
Yeah. Proud of you.
Not a good day to wear white jeans.
Tough day.
Well, you can't really plan that, can you?
No, you can't. Can hit you at any stage.
Whenever.
I remember.
Who would have thought?
Mate, I remember a bit of a pissy yarn I was thinking about the other day when I was leaving Nova. Mm-hmm. So I was leaving, right? And I'd had a couple of ideas in my brain that I thought were good ideas. And me and Whipper used to sort of like, we'd yarn all the time or whatever. He's like, man, if you ever have any like cool ideas, just let me know.
Bring them in.
And I go, yeah, fuck. I might as well. I said to Steph, I think I'll go and fucking, before I leave, I said, I'll go and like pitch these ideas to Whipper, see what he reckons. So I've done zero prep or anything. These were just ideas I had in my head. One of them was actually Great Australian Yarns.
Yeah, I love that.
The potty, yeah. So I was like, one of them was Great Australian Yarns. The other one was this. Have you ever seen New Zealand Today?
No.
Have you ever seen that, Tobbs? It's basically today. Like this guy, Guy Williams. It's fucking hilarious.
Guy Williams goes
to a small town and it's like he's like an investigative journalist, but it's like for who pooed in the local pool.
Right. Yeah. And
it was Lou. Like, who shat in the meeting with famous radio personality. And he does it really well. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, it'd be good to do something like that in Australia. Mm. An Australian version. And so I go, wait, mate, would you mind if we bloody had a quick yarn before I leave? I just got a couple of things I want to run you by. He goes, yeah, absolutely. He goes, this time come up to the office and we'll have a yarn. Anyway, we go up there and I didn't prep anything. I just had these ideas in my brain. I go, so what I'm thinking is this. And I sort of run through Great Australian Yarns. He's like, oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. And then I go, and then I'm also thinking this idea for like, you know, like a web series or a TV show. And I start running through the idea. And you know when you're going through it and you realise you're doing a very, very poor job? And I can see him sort of just sort of glazing, going, what is happening
to me? Guys are looking around.
And I keep going and I finish the pitch.
He goes,
I'll do it. He's sitting there and he goes, so those are the two?
Did I?
Yeah, and he goes, all right, mate, well, good luck with everything. And I go, yep. And I go, all right, mate, thank you so much. But he's like, yeah, mate, bloody good luck out there or whatever. And I just walked out there like, that was one of the most fucking
awesome,
gut-wrenching experiences.
I just said all our moments were great.
Hey, but that was great. That was great.
Good luck out there, mate.
Those are the two. Those are the two.
That'll do. Right.
Get the fuck out.
Have a good day.
You think you'd bloody prep, Jar.
I'm on the go.
Yeah.
I had a bad stomach.
You were wearing white jeans that day.
Yes.
You're about to burst.
Yes.
You're about to burst. It just made me laugh. Made me giggle the other day.
Very funny.
Yeah,
but, you know, we're getting to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're getting there.
Got the book out at the moment.
Well, we need
to
cut to the chase.
Doing more of that.
Can I write?
I bet they're flying off the shelf.
Yeah. So the book is called...
just non-stop.
The book is called The Far Too Personal Trainer.
Yeah.
It's written as Ben Holder, who is the protagonist.
The main character.
Okay. Yeah. So I love this sign. Could this be a bestseller sticker? That's great.
As it turns out, it can't.
The books are still on the shelves.
Well, a little bit.
So where did we get the idea?
I need to know how the whole thing was born.
And this is it because important. Personal trainers always try and fuck people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of that, nothing else. But you know what? I think this is the important thing to mention. It's a real book. And it's a guy who made an effort to sell.
Okay.
And write the next 50 Shades of Grey.
Gotcha.
It's got a story.
Yep.
It's not just
I'm excited.
Wild bonking.
So
it's
is
not
it
just sucking and
sorry,
sucking
mate?
And fucking.
So, no.
Not just that?
There's a bit of sucking and fucking.
Well, it's more than your standard cheap old porno that you might watch where a guy knocks on the door of the motel and he's not wearing any pants.
Gotcha.
It has a story.
Okay, love it.
Who's that famous...
Whip up.
Who's that famous author? Oh, he's sitting right in front of us.
J.K. Rowling.
No, the guy with the long, luscious hair, Fabio.
R. R. Martin.
Fabian.
Fabio was Fabio. Not an author.
Fabio.
No, he's a model. He's the most popular man.
Wasn't an author.
No, but he was on the front covers of those books.
Clarification, if you're on a... If you're
he was on the cover of those books.
He was a model.
He would have been used, yeah. But he never
that's
wrote
That's what
it.
I meant. As those are erotic novels,
this is the
they?
New... MDG's that's, the new Fabio.
Yeah, he's the new Fabio.
But so it's a real book, but I wrote it about 10 years ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know you wrote it that
Started
long ago.
Started a long time ago. And it took a long time to write it because you
must
get
be
half
good.
Halfway through a story and you can't help yourself.
Yeah, you gotta crank one, eh? When the writing's
gets
that
you
good.
Going too
that's
much.
A joke. And you know yeah. It's your own mind.
Sure, it's a joke. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what was interesting was we were away in New Zealand, my wife and I, and she was reading some of 50 Shades of Grey. And I'm going, this gear's pretty heavy. Now, I thought, how hard could that be to do? You know when you have those moments? And it's like when you go to a gallery and the canvas is just
Mate,
splashed.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I could do that.
Do you know the difference between you doing that and that person doing that and being an artist is the fact that they did it.
Correct.
And you didn't.
Correct.
So I done that.
You did that.
I done it.
Good.
Oh, I done that.
So I wrote porn on that. I got that. I know what that does. Write porn.
Me got cock. Me got pen and hand. Me write root yarn.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How Thank much you. Of it are you reading out on Nova? Like, there can't be a lot of it.
That's the thing.
You can't read much?
No, kids in the car.
Kids in the car.
Well,
guess
you know
what? We don't have, technically.
No children.
Kids in the car. I think we'll get to the excerpts. If that's
Very
even how
excited.
You pronounce that
I don't know
word.
That word either.
Excerpts?
So I've
excerpts?
Excerpts.
Isn't it E-X-E-R-E-T-S?
I think it's E-X-C-E-R-P-T-S.
Guys, I'm not here to spell.
Excerpts.
You're here to pitch.
I'm here to push.
You're here to pitch.
Tell him, give us a synopsis blurb.
Ben Holder. He's 26 years old.
Oh, yeah, he's
good
young.
Age.
Good looking rooster.
Okay.
So he's my age. I can relate.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah, nice, mate.
And he is ripped.
Okay.
Now,
similar to you.
Yeah.
Very similar.
But what happens is these women who are married get the personal trainer.
Oh.
They live in a very exclusive part of Sydney, in Sydney's east.
Rosebank.
Right. You'd know that.
You'd know a lot about that.
Eastern suburbs.
Okay. And congratulations on the new styling of the apartment as well. Yeah. Are we not sick of that, Judge? I get it. You got a book that says Capri on it. It's not Capri, mate.
Sweet. You got another white pot plant.
Oh,
great.
You fucking asshole.
Hey, I've been to Cocoa Republic as well, mate.
The chicks will love it. You blokes don't understand.
Oh, no, I do like it.
I do
love it. I love it. So does Jill. But so this guy, he has these married women hit on him all the time.
Yeah.
Because their successful husbands are only interested in hanging out with the blokes.
Yeah. Or hanging out of the bloody
finance
secretary
bros.
At work.
Hang on a minute out there.
Sorry.
How dare you put facts in the story.
They bankers, they finance bros.
Yeah, you know the type.
Yeah, I
Dusty
know
nostrils.
I know the
So anyway.
Very well.
Dusty
so anyway,
nossies.
They're not paying their wife any attention.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All of a sudden, the personal trainer, Ben, makes their wife feel great about themselves.
Correct.
What do you think happens next?
Coitus.
Sucking
Guess where this ends up.
Consensual coitus.
Consensual.
Woo.
Coitus.
So then what happens is Ben doesn't treat women all that well, but he feels like he's being used as well.
Yeah.
You know, there are times where I don't particularly like the character. He's a bit of a smart pants.
Okay.
But then you find out halfway through the book that he was what? Nearly blew off with the fan on. So he.
I'm just listening, nearly blowing off here.
He had his heart broken by this girl, Emily Shine.
Oh.
That he was completely in love with. Emily took off and married someone else.
M.
What happens next? You'll have to bloody go to the far too personal trainer.com to find out.
Love that.
We you love it. I mean?
That's a good
He's
bit.
An author.
You've earned your darling.
He's bloody phenomenal.
So anyways, but when you get to know Ben and the way he handles himself with a couple of these women, that's when it gets a bit hot.
Okay.
Why do you keep adjusting your top? Are you uncomfortable about the topic?
She's getting a little toey.
So sorry, okay. Things are getting heated up with old Ben over here.
Correct.
Let's not. It has nothing to do with that guy you went out with, who was a serial cheater.
His name Tobler. He was addicted to affairs.
Yeah.
I reckon when you meet a guy called That's when you know it's timed up.
Yeah.
This chat's not going any further.
That's probably the first red flag.
If you stick around.
I didn't even think at the time.
Didn't think that it rhymed with
No one else said, I've got an issue. His name's
No one else.
A lot of beeping in this one, kid.
Same.
Yeah, poor Topper, that's a tough hitter.
Rule applies for Kevins.
Yeah.
Disagree.
Or if their name's Stephen, but they pronounce it Stephen.
So have you hooked up with a Kevin?
Kevin's my koala.
So you got three koalas.
That I sleep is. With.
Well,
the only person who sleeps with me.
It probably comes to that moment where we consider.
Can we?
I mean, I'm not here to steer the podcast.
Listen,
this is great for someone who's worked in breakfast radio. We need a bit of steering, a bit of structure.
I want you to read. Look, me? Can I read?
That's what we're reading.
I'll tell you what. Oh, gosh, should I read first?
No, I want to.
What I've done here.
Yeah, show us, Whips.
I've marked a couple of spots.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, another sale. He's done it.
Another sale of the book.
All right, now this helmet. I just thought I'd introduce the helmet too quickly.
Okay.
Now,
your helmet.
Yeah, no. This helmet here.
Okay, just for the audio.
He's
listeners,
got an actual helmet.
Went to Bunnings, went to J-Car. Now, this right is light. So if it gets too spicy, that's your warning light.
Okay.
Yep.
And then if I need to jump in over the top because it's just far too crude, the siren comes on.
Okay, days. Shit. Okay, prep the bedwetters.
Alrighty. Get your helmet on.
Here we go.
All right.
It looks good.
Everybody feeling safe enough?
Yep.
You've got to have protection when going into this reading.
Correct.
So what I've done is Hey, Daddy, you're proud of me now?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
He's made it.
So heavy on my head, I can't move my neck. There's a 12-volt battery.
Well, how
on the
about
back.
You read the first one? You looks like you've got some tabs in there.
Should we start with some of the less steep, and then we'll notch it up every time.
We'll work our way up.
Like Emily Shine used to work her way up Ben Holder's shaft.
Okay,
it's very good.
Thank you.
Now this helmet is actually making me feel physically sick.
Okay,
I'm not lying. If I vomit, stick with me.
Okay.
Okay. So. Okay. Okay. So the scene is here that he lives next door. He lives next door to a woman who's a flight attendant.
Yep.
And she's married to a cheese ball who wears a Louis Vuitton belt and he's a magician. And she got to know Ben.
Yeah.
And Ben, they exchange numbers. And when Ben's up in his room, he can look across to the other house and she knows he's watching.
Oh, okay. Love this.
Sounds
till things get a little bit weird.
Oh, Judge, get your hands up.
Sorry, I'll just get you to.
Hands up.
Okay, I'm just going to take the helmet. It was bloody killing me.
Okay, should I wear the helmet for this?
If you wouldn't mind.
Yep.
It's pretty heavy.
That's fair, mate.
You got it?
No, that's strong.
Just remember.
Probably got a stronger neck too.
Just remember, right is light. Okay.
Right is light, left is loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Lou, could you do a bit of an introduction here?
We've got Michael Whipfley, reading an excerpt from the Far Too Personal Trainer on the We Mean Well podcast.
To make matters work. Oh, shit.
Great start. Great
start. Read the book, can't even read the fucking thing.
I can't read. Jeez, okay. I can write.
Okay.
To make matters worse, as he stared at me through the window, so this is because the husband's come home, right? Yeah. And realise that she's
doing it on purpose.
Yeah, she's looking at him. Ben.
Yep.
Right? To make matters worse, as he stared at me through the window across the top of the hedge from one house to the other, his Louis Vuitton belt buckle shining perfectly, like always, he screamed at the top of his lungs, "You're fucked." Unlike the music that she had on, I couldn't quite hear. I clearly understood the "you're fucked" finger with a laser beam like shot straight through my head, like a targeted execution from a trained sniper. But it wasn't until "you're fucked" was I realised that he was on the way over to my house. Pulling up my pants, I stumbled out of the room, steam coming out of this guy's ears, and he remained, what's this? And the only remaining lonely hair on the top of his head. Oh, man, he knew the days were numbered. He stormed from his living room straight out the front door and headed towards our place. Here I am on a Sunday morning. Obviously, I wasn't expecting him to be home. Mum and Dad weren't expecting their son to be wanking in the upstairs room. There's a warning.
Warning lights on.
I didn't know what to do. I remember thinking, don't wake Mum and Dad, don't wake Mum and Dad, I'll be busted. But it was too late. Bang, bang, bang. He knocked on the front door. The whole house was shaking. Bang, bang, bang. I was racing down the stairs, not knowing what to do, and I just wanted it to stop. He was banging on the door for a third time. Just fucking stop. I could hear Mum saying, what's going on? What's going on? Ben, are you all right? Dad was doing up his bathrobe. He was marching towards the front door. He walked past me. Whether he could see by the look on my face and the semi I had tucked back into my pants, he knew. Thank you for the light. I knew. He knew that whoever was at the front door was there because of me. I'll handle this, Dad said, and like a shy young kid who just wanks at windows, I hid down the hallway. Wow, what a man my dad is. He had no idea what I'd done and no idea what was on the other side of that door, but he bravely marched towards it. With his chest out and wearing nothing but a Kmart bathrobe and a pair of slippers from a work conference, Aloha Hawaii 92, he opened the door. From down the hallway and peeing around the corner like a naughty little school kid, I could see his cold breath in the still air. Yelling in Dad's face came the words, your son is wanking at my wife. He is upstairs staring at my wife, masturbating. Yes, it sounds funny now, but it wasn't at the time. Mum was standing a little further down the hallway, closer to me. I was just awkwardly looking at her, and I could see that she wasn't impressed by masturbation. Okay, thank you. Again, as Dad had misheard him or couldn't comprehend, he yelled, your son's been pulling his dick at my window and staring at my wife. Dad clearly understood what had been going on here. He might have been my dad, but we were now in the category of men. And even in his parenting position, he completely understood what was going on. 80s BMW man stood there waiting for his reply. And with a simple line, you're embarrassing yourself, Dad shut the door. Well played, Kenny Holder.
That's Kenny.
Good stuff.
All right, so that's sort of your...
Okay, that's like your low tier.
Yeah, now I've got an option here, depending on who would like to read next. We could jump to a 7,
yep,
or a 9, or a 10.
I reckon we go 7, then 10.
Shotgun doing the 10.
Fuck you.
I've got to get it.
Fine, I'll do the 7.
Okay. Here's a 7. Thank you so much. The 7, you'll see a little marking there. It's probably best to go from.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, is that a little mark there?
So is Ben living with his parents or was that a flashback?
What? That was a flashback.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. He lives with his mate Mono.
Gotcha.
Mono struggles with the ladies. He's only got one nut.
And one eyebrow.
That's why he's called Mono.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Can someone introduce me, please?
Lou Daldin, not Indian, for a reading of the Far Too Personal Trainer.
Thank you, Michael. She was leaning back against the table, lifting her dress higher and higher. I could tell where this was going. As a young guy, I didn't know whether to turn on the lights and do the same or call the boys to come round, hide in the dark and order some pizza. I sat there as she continued to lift her dress higher and higher until it passed her hips, giving her legs freedom to move. remembering I had stared at her ass and wondered what was under...
Lights on.
Wondering what was underneath that dress the first time I noticed her on the plane. I couldn't believe what I was about to see. She leaned back onto one elbow and slowly slid her hand inside her white lacy G-string.
What?
Dragging her finger all the way up until she would intensely arch her back. There are moments as a man where you think you'd died and gone to heaven. For the next 10 minutes, she lay back on the table and played with herself.
Oh, just jumping in there. We're just a bit hot on.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Starting slow and staring up at the window, her focus continued to change from knowing I was there to forgetting all about me. One hand was inside the top of her uniform, rubbing her breast, while the other hand was working faster and faster until her legs hung in the air.
Yep.
Knees bent and shaking. It was amazing watching a woman lose herself. It's the best thing in the world.
Louisa.
Filthy animal. What book is this?
Are you right?
And although we were playing Neighbourhood Watch, the best game ever, sitting there in the dark made me feel like what I was doing was wrong. But like any good show, I knew it was over. And when she turned off the lights and walked out of the room, I know what you're thinking. And yes, of course I did.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Okay. That's hot and heavy.
Oh, my God.
It's very articulate.
Yeah, can I grab a single malt?
It's
and a Marlboro.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what do you want to do, Jarch?
I'm going for...
Was that a 7?
It was a 7.
I'm going hell for leather.
Going straight 10.
I'm going 10. I'm going exactly what my missus is, and I'm going a straight 10.
It's very good.
Shout out to
you Steve. Don't have to say that.
Shout out to... Yeah.
Correct. You were just saying you'd prefer to be gay.
Sometimes.
We've got Mr. Jack Edward Archdale here reading an excerpt from the Far Too Personal Trainer for Michael Whitfield and myself, Louisa Claire Delden.
Okay.
Fuck, I think I'm going to explode. Not yet. Think of something. Her butt cheeks are slapping against me, rippling at the point of impact. I can feel my balls swinging into her at the same time. Shit, fuck, can't control yourself. Do what you normally do. Think of football. What about when the dog died? Think of your granny doing a shit
Siren
in a fish tank.
On.
I don't know. Do something. Stop. What, did she read my mind? No more. What's wrong? Was it the sweat on her lower back? I'm not going to come like this. Put it in my ass.
Oh, my.
You reckon it's loud? You should hear it when it's on your head.
Fuck, oh, mate. When this fucking hits the bed, when it is, do you mind if I just keep going?
Please. Continue.
A little further?
Okay.
Just like he's going to do?
Please doth continue.
Wow. What? Hang on. Replay that in my mind. Put it in my ass. Confirming the correct message was heard loud and clear, not lost in translation or scrambled through interference, just waiting on the official answer from my third umpire. Here it comes now, confirmed. Put it in my ass. Message is loud and clear. What are you waiting for? Put it in. Hurry up. We don't have long.
God.
I was always nervous it won't fit. Grabbing the end of my knob, I steer it towards
all
the
right,
back.
Mate. All right, mate. All right. All right. All right, Big Rig. All right. Oh. Anyway, he meets this woman from New Zealand called Jill, and that part... is about Jill. Now, oh my God. Is that really in there?
That's in the book.
I've got to ask a question.
That's what she actually asked.
Oh my God.
Wait, bro, I've got to ask a question. Yeah. Where are you usually writing the book?
In public, fully erect.
Usually what's 6 to 9. on Nova, just when Justin Bieber's on.
It's good stuff.
Here we go.
I thought that was a 69 joke.
No.
It was 69. Unintentionally. You're that funny, unintentionally.
It's very good.
Oh, that was it. How was that for you guys?
Mate, I would love a durry.
I was getting dizzy. I was getting really
dizzy. I'm excited
dizzy.
To read it.
I'm excited
to
right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sorry.
Keep it in your pants, please.
No, it's been out for the last 10 minutes.
What's exciting is thinking as we move forward. What's the movie going to look like?
Oh, you know, surely she movie. Can get a role as anal chick.
Well, we're going to have to audition you. There's a couch over here. You can make up to $5,000. You can make between $15,000 and $1,000. All right? Just have to make sure you're comfortable.
So, Tobbs, can I just confirm? Do we have to put like a warning on an episode?
Probably.
You know, no, I think it's like, we've got words? The explicit.
No, we're not going to beep.
Words, but we're not beep.
Oh, mate. We're not children.
Anyway. That's got bum gear in
the
it.
The only yeah. word we're beeping is Tubbs.
Tubbs.
Oh. On the beep.
Tubbs.
There's no bullying involved here.
My God.
Mate, I love that.
Who wants
that.
To wrestle?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you know what? I've got my mum ringing me saying, can't wait to read the book.
Oh, no. Mum.
No,
you can't have your mum reading that.
No, you cannot.
Have you heard any feedback from friends or family who've read it?
Well, there's been the problem is there's been a small issue with what they call customs here in Australia. Oh. So when things come in from overseas, so a bit of a delay on getting the roll out of the books.
Okay. Pre-sale.
Yeah, pre-sale is a great term to use if there's a delay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So no, I haven't had too much feedback. Maybe that's a good thing.
Has Lisa, your wife, read it?
She has read parts of it.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Has she read the bit that...
No, she's not aware.
This will be the first time she hears it.
But she loves this podcast.
Yes, of course she would.
She's a huge fan of
it. Big fan of this.
Bought the calendar online.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, big fan of
it. Yeah, it'll look nice in your Rose Bay house.
Well, in the office that you shot it in.
True. It would look good. How
funny. Just in case you run out of bog roll, mate, you got a calendar.
How funny was it, people on that
the
ad,
comments.
People going, hey, that looks like the guy from the radio.
Hilarious. And then, but a lot of, because we do this breakfast radio joke all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the bedwetters were just like, I just have zero idea how they would get breakfast radio icon Michael Whipper Whipfully.
Congratulations.
Into the video.
Wow.
How did they do that?
Absolutely.
What did you
pay him?
You guys have no affiliation with breakfast radio. What?
Whatsoever.
None.
None at all.
So the Miso hasn't
read
the
part
book.
Of it. But she read a sex
kids?
Scene, but she also thought it was funny.
Yeah, the boys have to read?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that'd be a good one for, what, a little bit of homework?
It's not a scratch and sniff.
Well, let's hope not, especially the scene I just read.
I mean, it's not a dot to dot. What's that, a flower?
It's a dot to dot.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, there's so many things you can say.
I know. They're coming out of me like...
Oh, my God.
Like Ben Holder's frothy ejaculus.
Oh.
Benny Holder. More time training, less time...
Draining.
He's a peanut. Is it too late to put that on the back?
That would be great. It'd be
oh,
great.
Mate.
You just hope your mum and dad are proud of you at the end of the day.
Can I give you that tip? Mine aren't.
No.
They will be after that book. It's flying off the shelves, obviously.
Yeah. Well, the thing is.
It's nearly sold out.
And here's the bad news.
Okay.
It's only 500 copies.
Okay.
Numbered and signed. Limited edition.
Fair dinkum.
Yep.
Is that true?
Okay.
Yep. Only 500.
Now, are they available right now?
Right now.
So where do you get them?
Tell us where.
Thefar2personaltrainer.com.
Let's get the website right.
Thefar2personaltrainer.com.
We'll put a link as well to boost the... Well, you won't need it, but if you need some help boosting
those
sales.
What we could do, too, I mean, how much is your calendar selling for?
35.
How much is your book selling for?
26.
Check.
You want to do a package deal and round it out at 50.
We've got a bundle going on here.
You want to bundle it?
You want a little bundle, this bitch?
You want to bundle up, Benny?
I'm not afraid to bundle.
You've never been scared of a bundle.
You knew I was ready to bundle.
I knew you were ready to bundle from
Let's Nova. Get ready to bundle.
Let's do a bundle.
That was actually something that I had to do at Nova.
What?
In sales. That was their term. Bundle.
Really? For a package?
Because you're selling Coles Radio, you're selling spots and dots, you're selling sponsorships, promotions, you're selling digital, mobile. Mm. They're like, let's bundle people.
Bundle.
Yes. Let's bundle.
Bundle deal.
Bundle.
Do you remember when you had like you had an operation on the back of your neck?
Yeah, mate. Yes, I do.
And he was at work and he's like, he goes, oh, I think the stitches have fallen out. And the back of his head had opened up.
Yeah. Just like, a black... crevice.
It's like that big, Lou. The scar was that big.
Have you seen the scar?
Yeah, and the stitches just came out.
I think you got hit with a tomahawk or something.
Yeah, no, I was fighting a bloody croc.
And was there a
massive scar? Yeah. Oh, and
was
it just
there blood everywhere?
It was too deep for it to bleed.
Oh my God, I lost the car
that makes
keys
you
in there.
Throw
yeah,
up.
I remember. Not only your car keys, you saw an opportunity and you took it. It's actually in the book.
That was the unedited version.
a gash opened up in the back of his neck.
And it was really, we don't go into that chapter.
Ben leaves that one out. Cut that in the editing.
He'll do anything, Ben, but he won't do that.
I do remember that. Fuck, I actually had some great times working at Nova.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I don't know if you know this. I worked at Nova Entertainment.
Because
not unlike
Michael works there now.
I still work there, yeah.
Sorry?
Michael's on Fitzy and Whipper.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm Whipper from the Fitzy Whipper Kate Ritchie show.
That makes sense.
And then
yes.
I used
and then
to
you,
be there.
When what was your role? Oh, fuck.
Producer.
Okay.
So
what slot?
Breakfast with Michael.
Shindley Timbers.
So I would often bring him long blacks.
I didn't know whether you were.
And what coffee would he order?
Bang bangs. So you would
bang, bang.
You worked on that show. I was on Celebrity Apprentice as well.
Right,
should
Michael.
Have won it. So top five.
So run me through why you didn't win that.
Nah, I didn't want to.
Yeah,
but
I thought that was the case.
For a fixed amount, it's all rigged, and now, obviously a Channel 9 talent won it.
You're also the guy who sent spaghetti into space?
Correct. Now, I didn't come on here to push Big John's tomato spaghettis, but no one else has done that.
Inadvertently, you have done that.
Yeah. So it's really cute that you had a producing role, and it's great. We have a lot of kids come through.
Yeah.
It's really great that you had a producing role, but I didn't know what form of entertainment, because I'm an author, I'm a radio, I'm a TV guy, or I'm a content muncher.
He bundles it up and munches.
Oi, Whip, how did you actually get into writing? Because were you in construction management?
Big time.
You were?
Yep.
Wait, can you tell the story? You got fired, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can you please tell that and then now look at you.
Well, it was hard. You know when you get a job through, you got a horse running or something?
No,
you
fucking.
Got on.
Sorry, mate, my manager texts me. It's fucking.
Oh, you got a manager?
Yeah, oh, mate, so big deal.
Congratulations on this success.
Thanks so much.
Heineken
mate.
Again? Got her a beauty. What a green explosion. Oh, no, that was a different one.
Yeah.
She's got so many on
Sorry.
The go.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. Just non-stop.
Non-stop.
Anyway, what the problem was, they got me in and I got the job through a mate's dad. You know, one of those ones. Oh, he can do it.
Yeah.
He's done the course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the course. Terribly.
Terribly.
So I may as well have done a hairdressing course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No idea. Yeah.
Chuck us a brick, Mick. Isn't that what we all say around here?
Chuck us a brick, Mick.
So I was like project manager on a $200 million site.
Oh, at least all the builders respect the project manager.
Don't they? They love them. And I look great in a suit and tie.
Especially if you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
So I would turn up to these meetings and sit in the boardroom, and my job was to take minutes. Now, as you'd notice with the small reading, can't read, can't write, can't spell.
Perfect.
So all I did... fall asleep.
Are you serious?
Couldn't stay awake.
Could fall asleep anywhere.
So I would start eating the biscuits on the table.
Yeah.
And I'd be ploughing through, you know, 20 Anzacs.
Yep.
And drinking water to try and stay awake, going, sorry, can I stop you for a minute? How did you want me to minute that? What do you want written down? You're out of biscuits.
Job.
Is that so it's not for the minutes. So I would fall asleep. Right, okay. And then, so I'd fall asleep.
Yep.
Then I'd write the minutes. And they were all wrong.
Yep.
And I'd send them all out. And then when I got into radio, this guy started working in audio production. And he came and he goes, my dad said he works with you. And I went, oh, yeah, in what capacity? He said, I don't know. He said he wasn't sure what you did. But according to him, you just ate cookies and fell asleep. He's got the right guy. He's got the right guy.
Oh, that's fucking pissed.
Anyway, the guy said, I don't think it's working. And I said, that's the best observation you've made this week.
Is that
asleep.
Right? So how long did you do it for?
Oh, 6 months.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
6 months. And then,
so you lasted like a while.
Yeah, Dad was proud of me.
Yeah.
And then for the week after I got fired, I still put the suit on. Oh, you have a good day too, Dad.
Did ya?
I'm heading out. I got another big meeting.
Project to manage.
Got to keep this city building.
Well, pretending that you hadn't been fired.
Who cares? Who cares?
And then what was your first radio job?
Port Augusta.
Yeah.
Which is South Australia, middle of nowhere.
Yep.
I just sent out demos.
So really?
Who wants the big rig?
Mm. Yeah.
And they rang and said,
yeah, we'll, straight away.
We'll take anyone. So I moved into Port Augusta, town of 30,000.
Okay.
And... it was great.
Did you love that?
Oh, yeah. City slicker heading to Port Augusta.
No, you're a bushy, mate.
It was great. Took the tinny with me. Caught a lot of crabs.
Yeah.
And did a bit of fishing.
From who?
Blue swimmers, mate.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, blue swimmers.
Sorry, Lou.
Blue swimmers. There's a cream for that. And did a lot of fishing. But you know what? I had this girlfriend at the time, and I don't know why, but I bought her a plant for her birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't last. And when I got up there, this plant was for sale. Sorry, this plant where plants were everywhere. But I paid $1,000 for this plant.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Then I got up to this town and these plants were everywhere. So I would go around on the weekend and say, hey, knock on your door. Hey, that plant in your front garden, do you want that? Because I got a six pack for you, mate. And he'd go, I'll take the beers. And I'd have the spade in my hand and then the shovel in my hand. I'd dig it out of his front yard. And then I'd take it to my yard. And then when I came back to town, I just put them all in the tinny and drove back across the border.
You're a fucking genius.
Had a giant plant sale.
You're a genius.
Yeah. And then took that money and put it into the printing for this.
God, you've always been an entrepreneur. You've been saving up for this since Port Augusta.
And my second book, From Plants to Pornos, is a real journey.
Is Ben still the character or you got a different character?
Yeah, he's a character. He's a plant guy.
Yeah, he's a plant guy.
So, I mean, anyway, enough about me. You don't have to bring up bloody Shark Tank and all of that sort of stuff. What's that? It was on Shark Tank.
You're on Shark Tank, were you, mate?
Very good.
Were you on Shark Tank?
Yeah, I knocked back a few offers.
Right.
Come up with the MUP, if you're not familiar with the MUP, which was the coffee cup with a mint in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember that. I had it on the bottom.
Yeah, and you peel it out. So once you've had your coffee, if you want your fresh breath, MUP.
Yeah.
MUP. Yes.
So what are you?
So what happened with the MUP?
Well, the orders are still coming in.
Okay, mate.
Same as the book, flying off the shelf?
Well, yeah. There's a bit of an issue with customs.
Yeah, the China.
Customs will get you.
China's out of mints.
I heard that. I read that in the Sydney Morning Herald.
You did, actually.
Yesterday. I think I told that.
You've
on the
never
podcast.
Read a newspaper.
Never.
That is very accurate.
Thank you so much.
Correct. No, you read the Chinese Continental.
I read horoscopes every now and then.
Yeah. You're big into astrology, are you?
A big astrologer.
I bet
girl.
You did that growing up. I bet you read, like if you were interested in a guy, you would have read his astrology to
what
see
what do you
what
mean growing up?
Oh.
I bet you do shit? Read
well, I'll
someone's.
Still read that. I'll find out what this is.
I'm a Libran.
I'm a Libra.
And I'm married.
What is it? We're
the same.
Yeah.
A Libra?
Yeah, that's why we kiss. Libra.
Isn't it Libran?
Libran.
Libra.
Libra sounds like a.
Well, I'm a Scorpio.
Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio, so I've got a sting.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm not your standard Scorpio.
What the fuck does that mean?
Scorpios are meant to be like aggressive and like evil. It's not
Oh,
me.
It's a bit of you.
It's, excuse me?
You're an evil bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, watch your language.
Fucking pig.
See what I mean?
If you, I need you guys to calm down.
Yeah, but do you see what I have to do?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. That's gone to this. A guy from the country.
I don't need that.
You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to make it in the big smoke.
Trying to put a meal on the table.
Correct.
Guys.
Right? How many... sheep are we going to shear today, mate?
Yeah, exactly. You know, meaning. And this is the shit I have to deal with.
It's like two bloody city slickers.
Do you know what? I went out for lunch with her a while ago.
Yeah.
She wanders up to this guy that she knows has got a bit of cash.
Said, I brought down the blue wiggle, mate.
Huh? How good I am. I brought down the blue wiggle. She says, you know, I've always wanted a Rolex. He says, I'll call the store now. You can go and get that Rolex. She says, turns to me and goes, do you think I can take his money? And I said, do you want a sugar daddy?
Not true.
That's how you got your Rolex.
I paid for this myself.
You went down to the store.
And what?
And got the Rolex that another guy paid for.
Oh my God, you scumbag.
Fair and square from LDD's pocket.
Wow. Talking in third person now. Very arrogant.
Paid for. The big dog LDD.
What was the last brand of shoes that you bought?
You know those fucking things cost like $1,900.
Do they?
Hey, you want to say how much yours cost?
I don't know. They're a gift.
Those are a solid $800.
Are they?
Champion.
These
are like $1,100, mate.
For sneakers.
Converse One Stars, All Stars or whatever they're called.
That's what they look like.
Let me live.
This is
I
why.
I like nice things.
That they're not nice. They're just the same as any other
sneaker. Do you do what my wife does where she will have a list where she'll go, oh, I better reference the list if there's a gift on the way.
Tell her to have a spreadsheet. tell her to send you a spreadsheet that you can edit as well.
What?
You can go in there and have a browse.
Yeah, if you want a real spontaneous, beautiful.
Do you know what happened one time? Wife and I went to the city.
Yep.
We were staying at a hotel for the night. We had too much to drink. We'd been to some of the nice shops and she said, you know, I really want to get that bracelet. Really, really want to get that bracelet. I said, oh, honey, it's too expensive. Forget about it. We could give that money to charity or something. I've always.
Put it into the book.
Jeez, you know what I mean? You're altruistic.
Put it straight into the book.
You know, put it
your altruism.
Book. Write the next book. Get more money, put it to charity. So, farm animals out there.
Exactly.
Looking for new hoofs.
And you were buying a bloody bracelet.
So, it was 10 to 6. We're in the city. I said to her, I'll do the deal. We'll go to that store. And if the store's still open when we get there, we'll buy the bracelet. It's 10 to 6. I've looked on Uber. It's a 20-minute cab ride.
Love that.
Home.
You're on.
We leave at 10 to 6. Store shuts at 6. We get there at 6:30. The lady closing the door slowly at the back of the shop sees Lisa at the front door.
No.
Starts waving. And I'm going, no.
Not on my watch.
You can't open this door.
Not on my bloody Rolex.
You can't open this door. Your trading hours are done. Your week is finished. You get back.
You get back
in the back of the store.
You
get back.
You stay put.
Hi, welcome back.
No.
Can I have a look at the bracelets?
No.
It's a pricey dinner for you, isn't it?
Fuck, mate.
I'll never get over it.
This is why we die younger.
Neither do the animals.
No, there are farm animals, as you said, without hooves.
Without hoofs.
The second book that you could have written and then more money to.
At least she's happy.
Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
And I got the girl at the shop sacked. Well, she didn't turn up to work anyway. She, the gumboots were really heavy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no one's actually seen her since.
You should never open that door after trading hours. You foolish woman.
You stupid.
Oh, God, your shoes will be heavy. God bless the harbour.
God bless her fucking heart that now doesn't beat.
Oh, God. This is beat.
I hope you're an organ donor. Because someone's about to get a new life. Don't you open that door.
She did.
Anyway, I've been broke ever since.
Yeah. Well, at least you got the book.
Yeah. Far Too Personal Trainer.
The Far Too Personal Trainer. If you want to get the book, Bedwetters, go to the fartoopersonaltrainer.com.
.com. International, mate.
.com, international.
International.
Flying off the shelves.
When you have a bestseller. You know, you can't work just the local crowd.
That's a great point.
International.
This could be a bestseller.
Yeah, it's huge in India.
Huge
in
India.
I read about that in the financial review.
Like the cow.
Like the cow.
I read that.
Yeah.
It did.
So you go to thefartoopersonaltrainer.com to get this book. I really enjoyed the excerpts.
Well done, Whip.
Thank you so much for coming on.
No, that's fantastic.
You entertain Sydney every morning on Breakfast Radio.
But should we do some hotlines with Whip?
Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah?
Can we do that?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Whip's in here. Whoop. Might as well do a couple of hotlines while we got you.
Love a hotline.
This is just bedwetters. Sorry, not bedlines. Bedwetters calling in, spinning some yarns. Let's just
see what they say.
I'm going rogue with it.
Great. What do we got?
Let's see what we got. This one came in 3 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hump day, senoritas. I just wanted to say I recently came over to Australia from Canada, and your guys' podcast was the first Australian media I listened to. Really helped me learn some of the slang, so thank you. My red light, green light for you is eyebrow piercings. See you. Bye.
Love you so much.
Yoshi, come for Lou.
There we go. We got a fucking Canadian bedwetter.
Thank
Happy
you so
hump
much
day.
For joining us.
Red light, green light.
It's a red for me. I'm not a piercing girl. I had a belly button piercing when I was 15.
What about like,
I don't have any other piercings, thank you very much, apart from my ears.
No, your belly button piercing.
I got it rid of it.
You got rid of it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
I had it from like 15 to 17, but the hole's still there.
But did it get infected, did it? Like pussy belly button?
No, I just didn't want to have a little dangly diamante anymore.
See, I like that.
Do you know, I've got a real issue. Blokes with facial piercings.
Yeah.
Look, I've always thought to myself,
what are you doing?
I've always thought to myself, if you have an eyebrow piercing, it's just somewhere to get punched.
Or ripped out.
Or ripped out. Yeah.
I saw that. You know what I
mean? See, there you go. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he had one on the eyebrow and he had three in his ear. And the guy grabbed the ear and ripped them out.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he deserved it.
Yeah, he earned that.
Yep.
He earned that.
He was blind, like literally, the cane and everything. He couldn't see, so he didn't know what was coming. And to his defence, he didn't know how bad he looked. But,
you're so quick.
Guy, what's it for? What's it doing for? I saw an idiot at Byron Bay at that main pub there.
Yeah.
One time, he came up from the beach and he was there putting his shirt on. He had those studs in his back.
Bruh.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, mate.
And he couldn't get his T-shirt kept getting caught on them.
Yeah, what why?
But he'd been lying in the sun and they were hot because they were metal.
Yeah, mate. Nah.
You're an idiot. Nah.
They're red.
Very red.
The eyebrow piercings for me, it's a red day. Yeah.
Well, we all agree on something.
We all agree.
Yeah. Thank you, Canada.
Thank you, Canada. Hey, it's as red as the maple leaf on your beautiful national flag.
Well said, mate.
Thank you. I lift weights.
Very good.
I do a lot of physical activity.
But you cannot tell. You look like
you do lift weights.
I'm sorry.
Hurtful. Now, let's just have fun.
Yeah, great. What are you doing?
Okay, ready? Stop.
Very long.
We like them under 45.
How many are you?
Here we go.
Too many.
We get more on the show.
Hey,
sweet. Fits your whipper. We get.
Gachi, Lulu, you bedwetting cunts. So I got a yarn for you. Fucking Sunday, I was bored as shitless. Didn't know what to do. Well, you know what? Fuck it. I'll go to the pictures. I go on there. Go on to this new Napoleon movie. Anyway, shit movie. Don't recommend seeing it. But got to the end of the movie, and you wouldn't fucking believe it. It comes up saying, it dedicated to Lulu. Like, you can't believe it. This fucking brand new movie just come out. Got that fella that was in the Joker, I can't remember his name. Yeah, whole movie dedicated to Lulu. Like,
Lulu.
Couldn't fucking believe it. Anyway, keep pissing.
Isn't that gorgeous?
What a good yarn. Thank you, mate. Keep pissing.
Keep pissing. Right. That's okay. What we like to say.
That's what we like
Get
to
that
say.
On your shirt.
Just yeah. Keep pissing.
Just keep pissing.
I don't think Napoleon is one of the great leaders of history. I don't think at the time he was thinking of you.
I would argue the same thing.
Is he the one on the horse with
a hat?
Yeah.
I mean, will you look like if you
you know who Napoleon is?
Yes.
Not dynamite.
Not dynamite, buddy.
If you go to Paris, you'll see a city full of great parks and open spaces. That's so the troops could march through. That was his design. That was his thinking. You were nowhere in that plan.
Nah.
He didn't go, he's going to love this in 2023.
No, I think maybe he was just thanking two toilets.
Yes.
Thank you, that Lou and that Lou.
Thank you, that.
Napoleon, man of two
bowls. Bonaparte, obviously, also notoriously Italian by birth.
Was he?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Bonaparte.
That's true.
One of the actors.
Ridley Scott, the director, could have been thanking Lulu.
A very short man, Napoleon, wasn't he?
But, myth busted. Not that short for the time, they reckon.
Really?
Yeah, he was like 5'8".
What do you mean not that short
And had
for the
a
time?
Hammer. Someone owns his cock.
What do you mean not that short for the time?
Well, he was five. He wasn't actually that short.
Has 6'5" men evolved over time?
Yeah, they have.
Are you fucking... Okay, let's just breathe.
Well,
let's breathe. Let's breathe here.
Well, let's...
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
And we're getting bigger.
And we're getting bigger.
So what? Now... In 10 years' time, I'll be having
10
to date...
10 years?
Okay, 100 years' time, I'll be having to date someone who's 7 foot, and that'll be
short. Well, mate, think about how much nutrition and medicine has improved in the last few hundred years.
Well, also think about the
pesticides.
Lou, fucking hell, I will start.
You know when people used to get married at sort of the age of 13?
Yes.
That's because their life expectancy was...
32.
Yeah. They didn't get long. They didn't get a crack at it. I'll tell you what, they wouldn't be doing a podcast.
Because
they didn't have long to live.
So I'm lucky. I'm okay, 30 single.
Now we've got time to waste.
We got time to waste.
Yeah, and science is on your side, loser. Sorry, Lou. Lou. Sorry. I got your back, mate.
Thanks so much.
I got you, Napoleon.
Thanks so much.
It's good stuff.
Seriously, if I was hammered, I would. But no, it doesn't matter.
Oh, fuck me, swinging.
If I was sort of...
All right.
Okay, one more.
All right, we'll do one more.
Loser.
Okay, loser. All right.
You got it.
Oh, hey, guys. Long time listener, even longer time bedwetter.
Okay.
I was just wondering, do you guys have any experience in breakfast radio at all? Because it just feels like you two, would have experience in that. I don't know, but, would love to hear more about it if you have. Love you, Senorita.
Love you, Senor. I don't think there's anyone. We've currently got Whipper on the program. I don't think there'd be anyone in this room. Toddler, have you had any experience in breakfast radio?
No, absolutely not.
No, so that would make zero of us.
I actually.
Sorry. Well, hold on.
Hang on a minute.
What? I was one of Whipper's producers for about 2 years.
Holy shit.
So wow.
And what?
Breakfast radio.
Oh, my God.
So we're both technically
oh my God.
Breakfast radio royalty, you could say.
Well, I'm John Laws. I've been doing this for 70 years now.
So you're the king.
Hello, world.
So
yeah, I'm the king.
Sorry we didn't have the golden mic for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should leave.
Lou, if we were to look at the actual experience, how many years did you work at Nova? Like, how long was it?
It was 1 year and 8 months.
Was it really?
What, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh.
When I left.
But you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to add up the days that you're actually there. Because to be employed is one thing.
Yeah.
To turn up
yeah.
is enough.
Hey,
that's correct.
I would go out till 6 a.m. on a Saturday night and then arrive at the studio as the colour green on a Monday morning. Yeah. I'd be there.
And go, Lulu's not well today.
Yeah.
Lulu's not well.
Lulu don't do work today.
No, she'd go, I need a Panadol, I need a Hydralyte and some Caniston cream.
And then Whipper goes, Mikey tired. Mikey tired today. Mikey had whiskeys last night.
Do you know, I got a photo, Judge, of Lou.
Oh, God.
I got a photo of Lou holding a pair of boots. Now,
have you spoken about this on the air yet?
No.
Spin it.
It's not my place to tell the story.
Oh, we'll come
It's also
now.
Not mine.
We'll come now.
Well, all I can do is offer a couple of headlines and some suggestions around what went wrong.
Okay. Maybe I'll try and fill in the blanks.
Okay. Now, I'm removing myself from this because not my idea.
I'll just pipe in here and say there was a stitch-up that I had planned as a breakfast radio producer.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you so much,
so proud
Michael.
Of you.
That went
terribly wrong.
It was executed. You can thank me. It was executed perfectly. Yeah. But the person who the stitch-up was on, which wasn't Michael.
They were limbless.
They.
No one lost a limb.
They. There was some anger and some tears.
There were some tears.
Oi, guys, you're tickling the rim.
We'll
shove
tell you
it
off
in.
Air. Save it for off air.
Shove it in.
Save it for off air.
So anyway, it was to
Can't
do
happen.
With someone going on a TV show and their audition for the TV show.
Well, I need to be told this off there because can't do this. We anyway, can't kiss the bedwetters and not fuck them. So we can't do this to them.
It didn't go well. The outcome was tears, some emotional damage. So it never made it to air. Once again, Judge, not one of my ideas. I removed myself from this.
It was a Dowden special.
I was never part of this, mate. Now,
I find out where this idea came from. I was Whipper's little minion.
So
I was the little minion of the idea.
Don't put my name on it, mate.
And
and if I find out, till the day I die, I will be looking for who first suggested this. And if I find them.
You'd kill him.
Backfist hammer.
Yeah, backfist hammer.
Backfist hammer. Straight
hammer. You know that Whipper does Arakan?
Leave that out. It's too dangerous.
It's taking me back to
breakfast
radio.
It's a Burmese martial arts.
Right.
It's taking me back to my breakfast radio.
Anyway, there was a photo after this sort of rejected stitch-up of Lou just holding a pair of army boots.
For the TV show that
and every now and then.
Person was meant to
oh, God.
And every now and then when I feel it's appropriate, if Lou's feeling flat on a Sunday or something, I'll just send her the picture of her with the army boots to remind her.
I haven't checked, but Lou feels flat most days.
Yep.
No, don't.
Don't cry.
Don't
not
cry.
Now.
Guess what? When you lack in tit, you make up with beautiful jawline and cheekbones, all right?
I was unaware you were even referring to my huge double D.
Lou Daldin.
It's hard to run with these.
Mate.
Knock yourself out.
She has. Yeah. She's chinned herself a couple of times.
It's very tough.
It is tough. It's hard out here for a pimp.
It is.
Well, now I want to hear
so
the yarn. So let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Up like the protagonist of the book, the far too personal trainer Ben Holder should while yes. having consensual sex with some of his clients.
Yeah, consensual.
Correct.
Buy the book on the fartoopersonaltrainer.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks, Whip.
What I'm Whip.
This was a lot of fun.
No, God. Hey, guys, we mean well.
Now shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Can I get out of here? This is shit.